The Struggle to Rest by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all of his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Genesis 2:1-3. I was raised by hardworking parents who set a good example of what it meant to have a strong work ethic. Even today, as they enter retirement, both of them can work circles around me. Unfortunately, I didn't automatically acquire my parents' diligence. I still remember the summer when I was 14 and decided that sleeping until noon and watching soap operas all day was the best plan ever. Until my dad had enough of my laziness and set an alarm for 9 a.m. Not only did he set an alarm, he gave my brother and I a list of chores to complete before he got home. He even got creative, as one day he had us move a stack of lumber from one end of the yard to the other. Then, the next day, he had us move it back. A strong work ethic is something to be valued and is mentioned many times throughout the scriptures. But what about rest? For in the 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Nowadays, it isn't so much that people struggle to work hard, it's that they struggle to set their work aside. Think about how many times we bring our work home with us, spend weekends on projects, and even lose sleep over our jobs. There is a definite struggle to stop working and enter into a time of much-needed rest. Interestingly, it's been proven in certain cultures that nap time, even during the workday, is highly productive, not only with job performance, but for people's sense of well-being. God created us to work hard, but he also intended for us to take a break when needed and to devote one day of the week to rest. It's not complicated, but for so many of us, we simply don't know what it means to switch gears and take a full day off. If you struggle in this area, here are several small steps you can take to make rest a priority in your life. Schedule your day of rest and post it for the whole family to see. Plan how you will spend the day so you won't fall back into your work routine. Make preparations for meals so that no one has to cook. Do something special, such as taking a leisurely walk or having a time of worship as a family. Devote an afternoon of quiet reading and napping. Try out a new hobby, such as painting or learning an instrument. Write letters to loved ones, physical letters, with pen and paper. Start a new Bible study or devotion. Spend time in your prayer closet, interceding for others and listening for God's direction. Learning to rest isn't rocket science. It's simply a matter of making it a priority and determining to follow God's example. We can still maintain a strong work ethic and set the alarm for our kids who want to sleep all day, while also being an example of what it means to enjoy God-given rest. Learning to rest isn't rocket science. It's simply a matter of making it a priority and determining to follow God's example. We can still maintain a strong work ethic and set the alarm for our kids who want to sleep all day, while also being an example of what it means to enjoy God-given rest.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.